时间，也有对孩子、对妇女的服饰，还有去这些远处的乡下，我们给他们发圣经啊，福音给他。
到这个房子里。
愿意圣灵继续来带领他。
And I saw this woman, you know, everything's gone, you know, she doesn't even recognize her son sometimes, she doesn't know where she's going sometimes, and yet, holding on her faith.
我看到这位姊妹老姊妹，她虽然失去了自己的记忆，甚至不能记着自己的儿子或者是她所去的地方，但是说她说话是的，就是她的信。
And I told her son, you know, when I get that old, that's what I'll do.
她说我跟她的儿子说，如果我有一天像她这样年纪的时候，我希望像她一样。
You know, eighty years old.
大概七十八甚至八十岁。
Losing my mind, I had no idea what's going on.
我失去了我的记忆，我不知道周围的环境是怎样。
But still holding on to Jesus, still praising His name, still saying, "I'm going around the village preaching."
但是我还记得呢，就是主他自己记得他的圣名，可以到处传扬他的福音。
I'm like, that's incredible.
不是难以置信的。
And the Lord kept teaching this lesson when we're on salvation.
在这次的这个短宣的里面，神也不断的来教导我们。
We were up in the village because we were giving away Bibles to the believers.
我们在那里的原因是把这些圣经分发给那里的圣信徒们。
Many of these believers, you know, they've been believers for a short amount of time, you know, 6, 7, 8 years, and they've never had a Bible.
他们
They were not able to come.
他们没有来。
Will you go with me?
你愿意跟我一起去吗？
To go get the Bible's prayer.
把他们圣经送给他们念祷告。
And I'm like, how far is it?
我问他多远。
He's like, if we run.
他如果我跑的话。
If we run, it'll maybe take us 20 minutes.
跑了半天，花二十分钟。
Let me put this into perspective. When he says run, okay?
当他说跑的时候。
He means 20 minutes of running up a hill that's like this.
就是像这个山丘一样，往上跑二十分钟。
20 minutes on a hill like this.
往上跑二十分钟。
Non-stop for 20 minutes.
不停地跑二十分钟。
To get to the first house.
跑到第一家。
And he's like, to get to the top house is probably another 20 minutes from there.
再跑到山顶上的那个房子还需要二十分钟。
And I'm like, okay. And he's like, we have to run because the sun is going down. If the sun goes down, it's very difficult to come down.
他说慢慢马上下山了，我们必须跑。如果下山的话，从山上下来是很不容易的。
And so I look at my brother.
就我看到我的弟兄。
I say, do you want to go?
他说你要去吗？
Because I don't want to go to sleep with
you. 我实在不想回去，我说我的姑姑的弟兄们，你愿意吗？
Because the day before, I had run up and down this mountain twice already preaching the gospel. My legs hurt, and I spent 6 hours preaching today. I was like, I'm not going to go to sleep with you today.
因为之前两天我已经上来下来好几趟了，而且今天我讲了6小时，又打了2小时，实在没有力气再打。
And my opponent was, I will go if you go. And I'm like, oh.
And my friend is just like, I said, you go, I'll go.
So me and four other guys, we run up this mountain.
So I and the other four brothers, we run up this mountain.
First house, we pray for a lady.
The first house, we pray for a lady.
She gets healed.
She gets healed.
Second house we go to.
第二房我们继续打，跑上去。
Brand new believers and only new believers for like a couple of months.
刚刚信徒只有两三个月的时间。
We leave one of our brothers, probably one of us there, to go deeper in the mountain. We say we'll pick you up on the way.
我们留下一个尼泊尔的弟兄留在那里，让他跟他一起查经。我说我们下来的时候再找你。
We run up to the third house.
我们跑到第三个房子。
And I am so tired.
我已经累了。
We're at the third house. And we get to the house. And out of the house walks a young woman.
从那个房子有一个年轻的妇女出来。
And I was already ready at the second house to say, okay, forget it. The last two houses.
第二个房子结束之后，我已经说我已经没有力气了，我明天再到下面的房子了。
In my brain, it feels like I was saying so.
在我的
walk 4 hours.
也在我的心里面，我知道是像我说是可以的，因为其他的这些的信徒走了4个小时回来。
I was just saying one more house, one more house.
这个圣经在我里面说，再多一个房子，再多一个房子。
So we get to this house, this couple walks out.
当我们来到第三栋房子，这个夫妇走出来。
He's a young believer.
他是刚刚信主的。
She's a believer.
他的太太没有信。
And so we spoke with her.
我跟他们谈话。
She had the gospel to pray for her, she gave her life.
然后为他向主福音，为他祷告，他把自己的自己献给主。
As she was praying, we were like, Lord, I hear, I felt God say, wasn't it worth it for you to push yourself and get up in this house?
当她在祷告把自己就是奉献给主的时候，神就向我心说话，你觉得值得吗？来到这个房子，你觉得值得吗？
He's like, what if you didn't come?
那如果你不来呢？
Okay, I did, okay.
我心里跟主说，我 因为这个你说再去另外一个王子，他的一生啊，不光是一生改变，他的永生里面这个姊妹被主得到了改变。
The next morning，
第二天
，we drove across the mountain to get to another church。
我们翻山越岭啊，开到另外一个教会。
Because the road was so bad, so difficult, we were like 3 hours late。
因为这个山路十分的这个险峻，我们大概花了3个小时才到。
At this church fellowship, at this church, they waited 3 hours for us to get there. They sat in the building for 3 hours for us to get there.
在那个聚会的弟兄姊妹们，就是因为我们晚了，等了3个小时。
Again, so hungry to hear the word.
他们对主的话，听到主的话，十分的。
And I said to myself, we will stay, and you know, we needed to come down the mountain that day, we needed to start getting back the city and everything. And I told her, we will stay here for as long as God wants us to stay here. We will teach these people for as long as God wants us to teach these people.
We will
do that, faith for everybody else.
对，那天我们在下山就回到城里面，就是我跟我的同工们说，我们就是愿意在这里逗留。
not build, a cistern that you did not dig, but vineyards and all
会放在你的身上。
It's like, don't get me wrong, God is going to take you to the promised land.
神把你们带到会带到你们的余地之地的里面。
Look at the name. You are going to make it to the promised land.
你们可以去，可以到那里去。
And when you get to the promised land, you're going to be blessed.
No, 你们会受到祝福。
God's going to build great by his cities.
神给你们建造许多又大又美的这些城邑。
You're going to be a wealthy nation.
你们变成很有非常很富有的一个国家。
But when you eat and are full,
当你们吃而且满饱足的时候，
you receive all those blessings.
当你得到这么多的祝福的时候。
Follow me, no longer.
教我们在这里寻找帮助。
Maybe it's our kids who need to be helped, so maybe it's our staff who needs help, so maybe it's a random homeless person who knocks on your door for money or food or whatever.
也许这里面的孩子需要的帮助，有些孤独需要帮助，甚至有一些的流浪汉、没有钱的人需要帮助。
And our friend Fuyu is just like, this is crazy. Do you guys ever take a day off or just close your door? Don't answer your door.
你那个朋友说实在太疯狂了，也会同意一些说你不再开门啊，有休息天。
And Jenny looked at him and said, how can we close our door if Jesus is knocking on the door?
Jenny 就是看着他说，我们如果耶稣敲门的话，我们可以向他关门。那些敲我们的人是在主差遣他们，是主在敲门。
How can we stop?
我们怎么能够停止？
But it's so easy to stop.
很容易，但是很容易忘记。
Because it makes sense in our brain, they sense in our flesh, say, we need it all.
在我们头脑里面，我们常常觉得是合理的，我们能休息一天。
So, even for us, right?To not listen to the warning in Galatians, Hebrews, and Deuteronomy.
在常常也会说我们要听这些在加拉太和希伯来的圣经当中对我们的提醒。
But what the Lord has been reminding me of over the last few weeks is it's important to stay uncomfortable. It's important to stay straight with the next.
是很重要的事情。这几周主提醒我说，你要留在这样让你觉得不舒服的这样的环境里面，然后你觉得是做客旅的，去做寄居的，常常向主开门的这样的生活方式的。
Does that make sense? Like, it's important to stay home.
很重要，我们停留在这个让我们觉得让你觉得不舒服的这样的。
Because if we get comfortable,
如果我们让肉体满足肉体的那么舒服下来
then the tendency as we see in scripture is that we forget the Lord.
我们就要这样的倾向，我们就忘记了。
It's important to stay strangers and exiles.
让我们很重要，我们知道自己是脱离客旅，是寄居的。
Because as we start to make our home.Here in the earth and in the world and the things of the world, and what happens is we get our eyes fixed on those things and our eyes stop looking at Jesus.
当我们把自己的家建立在这个世界的一切的东西上，我们眼睛就会就是转移到这些世界中的东西，让我们越离开了。
And you take all those things put it together, it's important to stay following the Spirit.
把这一切总结下来，我知道很重要。我要跟随圣灵的带领。
Because if we stop, then who knows if we're going to be able to finish this race? So,
如果我们停止的话，我们怎么能够保证自己能够跑完我们要跑的路呢？
If you go to Revelations, and I'm not going to look at the whole passage too long. If you go to Revelations, you know what I mean?
第二章和第三章。
Return to your first love. Do what you did better.
你失去了你起初的爱心，要回到起初的爱心里面，要回到起初你所行的事情上。
What does that mean? So
what
are you doing in the beginning so that you can finish well?
你回到你起初的那个工程里面，所以你可以跑完你刚跑的路程。
To the Church of Smyrna.
斯美拿。
In verse 10.
第十节。
Be faithful unto death.
你将受苦，不要怕。
Be faithful unto death.
受苦不要怕。
What does that mean? It literally means stay faithful until you die.
在这里讲到要忠信直到死。
The church is perfect.
给加罗。
In verse 13.
十五节，十三节。
It says, hold fast to my name.
在这里，那些忠心要坚守我的名。
Hold fast to my name. Don't deny anything. Hold fast to it. Hold on tight.
坚守我的名，不要失信，要把它抓住。
Okay, here we
go. 这个。 当顺着圣灵而行，就不行了。
Yeah, just to add to that, we have at most 15 minutes to be respectful of the classes that are going to happen during lunchtime. So if anyone has any questions, we ask that you go to your nearest microphone. And Paul and I will do the translation. Sorry, Clement, I was just saying that they'll ask their questions at the nearest mic.
Maybe I'll start with the easy one. How old are your kids?
My kids, okay. My oldest, River, I'm going to get this right. River is 9. River is 9. Ollie is 8. And Everett, wait. Is that correct? Oh, yes, River is 9. Ollie is 8. And Everett is 5.
That's
the question. Okay. Something
like that. My brain is all over. So River is 4. Okay.
They're all
I have a question. I have a question. You mentioned about going to the village and you heal the deaf and you heal the blind, right? Did you say you healed? Right. Yes. And can you share more about it? Have you ever thought of what if God didn't do the miracle? Did you ever thought of that? Maybe you can describe to us what did you do, and have you or ever came to your mind that you have a doubt that what if God did not do this miracle?
Something in this year. So I walked her outside.
在旁边一同的合唱的祷告。刚开始祷告的时候，那个姊妹并没有得到医治。那他的医生就问那个姊妹说：“我可以再为你祷告一次。”第二次祷告的时候，我好像听到了一点点，但是呢还不是很清楚。最后呢，他出去的时候，他们在第三次为他祷告，他说：“我好像是听到了。”就是用他的用手捂住一个耳朵，用毛巾盖住，但让他转个头去，让这个这个姊妹说。后面说你没听到我的声音，直到他大概走到20尺远的地方，或者说你没听到，他还是能够感受病情，那他知道他已经得到了医治。他弟兄再次回答说，当我为自己祷告的时候，我不想啊，我相信神会医治他，我不想不会想这个人会不会得到医治，到底是我不想那么复杂，有的时候我做一些事情就觉得太复杂，到底是医治没有医治，这是医治完。如果一个人没得到医治，他也不是说是你们没有信心，还是我祷告的不好等等，这没有更多的分析，而是一个人的医治是完全这个主权完全在于基本的状况。
Yeah, so healing is not my job, it's not my work, it's all God. I can't do it.
的让人的医治不是我的工作，这是完全神的工作，神的作为，我并没有。
So when I look at somebody who's sick, right?
我看到一个疾病的人。
And I pray for them.
我为他祷告。
There's no pressure on me to heal them.
在我并没有压力，我必须要。
Right? That's on God.
这是神的作为。
There's no pressure on me to give them an answer of if they need to or they don't need to.
我也没有这样压力。
She's nodding her head.
Okay, well, I'll take it then, yeah. And I am going, like, okay, so just a very quick story, right? I was in a village in the south in the fall. And one of my friends is preaching the gospel to a group of people.
Yes.
I have a question about the Bible you send to the local people. So what language do you, is that printed in local language? How much the cost for each Bible?
The Bible is in
Yeah. There will be more questions. I have more questions, but we'll ask them next time. Thanks, our brother, for giving us the warnings from the. Thanks for our brother for giving us the warnings from Scripture and.